Dooku aimed to appear shaken, but still in control. "My condolences, Lord Jabba." He wasn't sure if Jabba had heard him, because the hut was now moaning pitifully in a hoarse, bubbling voice. "The Jedi is the lowest kind of criminal, a child killer. There is nothing worse. Commander Ventress, you killed the scum in reprisal, I take it."
"No, Master. But no effort was spared in trying. He's on his way to Tatooine with his Padawan."
"Where is my son's body? I demand his body. I want to see what this Jedi monster did to him. And then I shall personally do 10 times that."
Dooku cut in. Improvisation was fine, but this was getting a little too risky.
"Ventress, where is the body?"
"He took it with him, my lord, so we'd have no proof. Knowing his respect for life, he may have dumped Rotta's remains out of the airlock by now."
"Excellent thinking." Jabba gulped in air, outraged. Dooku stayed steely.
"We'll discuss your failure later," he said, and ended the transmission.
The throne chamber was silent, waiting for the next explosion. Dooku doubted Jabba was putting on a display. He felt the hut's shock and grief in the Force, like standing too close to a detonation. It was nothing to do with an insult to his power or loss of face. It was a father's bereavement. Dooku, long used to the brutal reality of the war he had to fight, inured to deaths he would have chosen to avoid in an ideal world, saw himself standing shocked in the snow at Galadran again.
"What have we done?"
He shook it off.
"Lord Jabba."
Jabba found his voice.
"Why does this filth dare come here?"
"To kill you, Lord Jabba, and wipe out your entire clan."
Dooku took a few steps toward Jabba, head slightly lowered.
"You know he hates your people. You've seen the recording, and he has scores to settle from his time in slavery here, no doubt. But it's more than that. This is about the Republic's ambitions, because they're happy to use Skywalker and his feuds as their loaded cannon. They don't want to rely on your goodwill to maintain access to the Outer Rim routes. They need to control those routes themselves, perhaps even install their own puppet clan leader."
"And this is Republic democracy. Republic civilization."
Jabba was getting a grip on himself now, coming back harder, angrier, and even more dangerous an enemy.
"I'll make them regret this."
That was so understated and quiet for a hut that Dooku knew it meant all-out vengeance of a kind seldom seen.
"Lord Jabba," he said, "allow me. I would like to go some way toward making up for our failure to save your son. I have Magna Guards ready for him, and I'll deal with Skywalker personally."
Jabba drew himself up to full height again.
"His skull. Remember, I want his skull.